I had something very interesting happen to me during the week, and I'll tell you the story. I was out going to a restaurant, and am I allowed to do an Italian accent?
Oh, yes.
No, but is that
Oh, will you get in trouble?
woke? Spoke? What is it? What's that word? Were you not
Our
PC?
resident Italian, Damian Tardio, says it's fine.
Okay, so sitting in my car, just doing a couple of texts before I go into the restaurant, car pulls up next to me and says, "Scusa, I need my GPS broken. I need to get to Tullamarine Airport." And I said, "Oh, we're in Elsternwick," and went, "Oh, that's pretty hard. You have to go up into Pinhire, and perhaps when you get to the city, ask for." Why are you laughing?
I can't believe you're telling this story. Continue.
Yeah, and then he says, "Okay, that's very kind." He goes, "You ever been to Italy?" And I said, "Yeah, I've been to Rome. Beautiful." He goes, "Here's my card." I didn't bring the card. "Here's my card. I am a fashion designer from."
No.
Continue.
He was a fashion designer from Italy, and I've been doing a fashion play for David Johnson, and I said, "Wow, that's fantastic!" And anyway, he goes, "You come to Italy, you look me up. That'd be good." And he goes to walk away, and he goes, "Look, I have many clothes left over from my from the fashion
No.
parade. I cannot take them on the plane. I can't pay the duty for them. Would you like to have them? You can have them. Come, look, come." So I go, I'm going, "Oh God, what is this?" So he opens up the back, and there was these beautiful jackets with Versace written on them in plastic wraps. And he goes, "What
He's
one's?"
still laughing.
"Which one would you like? What size are you? Are you a medium?" "You're okay, same size." "Oh, good, that's nice. How about this one?" And then, "Oh, no, seriously, I've only helped you get to the, how to find the airport. I don't, I need." "Why?" And he got really hurt. "Well, you know, like my jacket. What is wrong with my jacket? I designed this one." And
Oh,
then,
Mr. Versace.
And he goes, and then I'm going, he goes, "This one, the motorbike." I mean, "My brother rides a motorbike. Well, I could take that one. You have family?" "Yeah, well, the girls could have that one." I go, "All right, okay, I'll take them." And then, so I've got this big bag of about four leather jackets. And then he goes, "Oh, yes. And you know something else? My daughter, she having a 10th birthday tomorrow. Perhaps you could help me buy her an iPad to take back." And I'm going, "You're a fashion designer from Versace, and you're asking me for money to buy what's going?" And then obviously the penny
straight
dropped.
away.
And it was obviously a scam, but I was gone. It was
Glenn Robbins.
It was the best performance. It was he was he looked he was it sounded he was tanned, really good looking, had beautiful clothes on. The whole thing, the script wasn't great, but the script was really
It
good up.
sounded great the way you said it.
It was really good the way he did it, because he went to walk away and went, no, I'm going to give you my card.
96900 693
Does anyone know this man?
693 A, do you know this man? And B, have you ever been scammed?
So, John Burns has been done by that man. And can I tell you, a
Didn't
movable,
buy the jackets,
I
did
don't think he, oh, I don't think he did. Do we know if he did? But a movable feast on Saturday, Brad McEwen co-hosting with me, got done on the exact same scam in Rome.
Oh.
In Rome, the guy asking for directions to the airport, and then he said, do you have any change at all? Because now I will have to." And Brad got out two 50-euro notes, and the guy went, "Hang on, I get your change." But the guy was in his car and drove off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have we got some
That's
callers, Glenn?
good.
Greg.
Oh, good morning. I had the same guy at Bunnings car park in Altona on Saturday.
Now, was he was smooth, wasn't he? He was really
Oh,
good.
mate, he's just amazing. He's a silver Mitsubishi 1LU2FA.
What was your guy driving, did
He
you
was driving an SUV. I don't know if it was red, though. But
I
was
think they've got franchises.
Well, it's all over the world.
It's a franchise.
Yeah, you can buy the kit.
Hey, let's go to Joe.
My father bought four of those jackets, same story, and they're pleather. They're not even leather.
Oh, no, they're not.
They're
pleather. tried to cast them off to us, and we said, "No, thanks." And then 2 weeks ago, same spot in Brighton, a friend of mine, also an older gentleman.
Well, the funny thing is, Joe, like, is it, would you call police? Is it illegal?
Well, he didn't do anything. If I met him now, I'd go, "Mate,
good
well
job.
Done, good job." Because he was only really giving me some leather jackets that weren't worth much, probably for a couple of $100s.
Yeah.
I know people that in Europe are being done for like $1,000 though.
Yeah. There is a million. This phone is, look at it, it's lighting up like a Christmas tree. We're going to take a break. It is 24 minutes past 8 on 3RW Breakfast. The phones are going bananas.
Makes me feel good.
A couple more, Peter.
Yeah.
I had that same Italian rooster stop in a side street in Cheltenham about 12 months ago. His broken English sort of got the message across, and I was a bit suspicious. And then I thought, yeah, this seems legit. Only saw the stuff on the back seat, only for him to ask me, so what do you do? And I told him I was carabinieri, policeman, and he went pale and slowly found his way back to the airport on his own.
Yeah. Hey, Rick.
Rick from Port Melbourne, same guy, same trick. But the funny thing was, he tried me again a couple of months later, and I looked him in the face and said, I think I know you. And off he went.
Oh, poor. Poor man.
We've got a caller that the listener says that Glenn started talking Italian and ended up talking like a Russian.
What do you mean?
My favourite was this. What? You don't like my jacket?
You don't like? Why not? Oh, it's more Borat.
So
you know, like,
what lesson in life have you learned out of this experience, Glenn?
Trust your instincts. But, you know, as I said, did I say on air
eventually,
that
your instincts eventually? You were gone.
Yeah, did I say on air that I was gone?
You had them in the bag.
And if he walked in now, I would give him a hug and say, good job, man.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do anything illegal.
We had another caller who said there's a group of them. It's what they do. It's a full-time job. They work
hard. Anyway, so, oh, look, it's a bit of.
Oh, great.
You've got a good heart, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. It's not only you.